Time to discuss track work from this morning, and Warren was out at Flemington, and as we alluded to when we did the preview, Warren, it was an eventful morning.
It was. Towards the end, Nads, it was quite entertaining. Couldn't really tell from the middle of the track. It looked that a red and white hot air balloon had got very close to the stable area, and as we walked off the track, and if anyone's got time, certainly the Hawks Racing Twitter profile's got really good vision of the actual the hot air balloon making an emergency landing, and Troy Corson's also got really good vision when they were trying to actually move it and resurrect it, etc. And I'm a bit old school. I just got a nice single shot. I'm not up with their videography with all the everything that they could provide, Nads, but a nice single shot I've got of just the balloon in the car park with a couple of head horses just making their way out onto the track late in the morning with the hot air balloon right in the background. It was really quite an extraordinary sight. Fortunately, away from the lightheartedness of it, there was no incident that I'm aware of, because a hot air ballooning landing on an area where there's a lot of horses in the middle of their track work could create a really scary scene. But from what I'm able to know, it was basically no real incident occurred. So it was just ends up becoming something that was quite entertaining. But Wayne Hawke certainly got some great vision. The Hawks Racing Twitter profile's got really good vision of the balloon actually making an emergency landing in the car park just at the back of the track area in the stabling area at Flemington.
Amazing. Well, let's talk about a few horses that worked. We've got, of course, a great meeting coming up this weekend. First of all, from the Hayes Dabernig stable, they'll have a very strong hand, and one of them is the Golden Girl in Catchy. She's likely to be first up into a Oakley Plate.
Yeah, so probably more likely to dodge this week and head to the Oakley Plate. Just she'll get a nice weight concession there, I suppose, rather than the weight for age in the Lightning Stakes. But she's come into hand well now. She hasn't been brilliant in her jump outs, but she just had some nice steady work this morning, 1,000 metres at about 28 to every 400 metres. Just nice and steady and even work. But, gee, she's come to hand well. And, an Oakley Plate's a really fast-run race, and she'll love that scenario first up with good speed up front, strong late. I certainly haven't jumped off her as one of their stable stars. She looks to be coming to hand really well, but she hasn't been brilliant or pushed along in her jump outs and her track work. She's just really coming to hand well. She'll have plenty of spring in her step and a really strong finish, I think, in just over a week in the Oakley Plate.
Okay, so that's Catchy. What about Formality, who's ready to resume?
They've been coming along in a similar fashion, I reckon, and did similar work this morning. And there's an option for Formality to head to the races this week and run first up in the Lightning Stakes. She's coming to hand really well. As I said, I think she's developed nicely. I suppose you'd say Tulip looked to have strengthened up a bit, and Catchy probably didn't need to strengthen up that much, but she looks to have strengthened up a bit also. But look, I think those classy fillies that they had last year, the three-year-old fillies in Catchy and Formality, particularly this week, just nice steady work but coming to hand well, and might end up splitting them, but I think they've both got a good race in them in the next probably 2 or 3 weeks. I think they're both coming to hand really well. They're definitely right up at the top end, I think, of their young sprinters.
And then we go to some of the jump outs from last Friday, and the Scheidel went particularly well.
Well, she's sort of the benchmark, I suppose, one of the benchmarks of their sprinting older horses, mares. And she was there to win an Oakley Plate last year, wasn't she? And she just was rated perfectly. But I thought she was just a little bit below par last preparation, but her jump out on Friday's got her in terrific order. And you know what you get with Scheidel. She jumps and rolls, and she can maintain that really strong gallop. So getting older now, but the fact that Connections have pushed on with her for another preparation indicates that Rob Crabtree isn't quite ready to send her off to the breeding barn, or wasn't last year. She'd probably get there sooner rather than later. But, gee, I think she's got some more good performances in her. She was a real standout at the jump outs last Friday, just rolling along on the speed and looked to have plenty of zest for the contest.
And also a horse who comes through jump outs is Haydock.
Well, he was just steady this morning, Nards. The McElvoy stable quite often gallop their horses on either a Monday or a Wednesday, and Haydock's going to have a gallop tomorrow morning. His jump out down the straight was terrific behind Red Kirk Warrior, who had the blinkers on, another one that looks to be going really well heading in towards the Lightning Stakes on Saturday. And I know that the Snowden horse, who's been trialling up in Sydney in Renzel's, the benchmark sprinter at the moment. But, gee, I love the way Haydock's travelling. And he'll probably be giving Renzel a bit of a start with 200 or 300 metres to go. But He looked nice and bright this morning. As I said, he's going to have a gallop tomorrow, but he's come through that most recent jump out down the straight in terrific shape.
Okay, so that's the likes of Haydock. Also, a few that work well this morning, one of them being Nasdaq's.
He's just holding his condition really well, Nards. He doesn't take a lot of work. He's that free-running, sprinting type, as you know, and once you get them happy and in the zone, they've probably got to save their best efforts for race day. He just went 800 metres this morning, quickened up his last 400 metres, and he's nominated for race 1,200 metres down the straight at Flemington on Saturday, so I suppose the end of that 1,200 metres could be a slight query for him, but gee, I think the stable have got him going as well as he's ever gone and looking as well as he's ever looked, and he was really controlled in his work this morning, just quickening up the last 400 metres, so he might give them something to chase down the straight on Saturday.
And also Kavanagh Racing's pair, Soho Ruby and Atlantic City, work together?
Yeah, Levi and Mark, so in good family cooperation there. Levi, Soho Ruby and Mark's Atlantic City. That was probably as sharp a work as I saw this morning, the two of them. There was a good competitive nature to the workout. They went over 1,000 metres and quickened up nicely from about the 600-metre mark and really sharp the last 400 metres. Don't know if Levi's absolutely sure yet whether Soho Ruby's going to run at Flemington on Saturday. There's other options for her, but Atlantic City likely to head down the straight. And you know what you get with him? He gets off the speed a bit. He needs a little bit of tempo up front and to be strong late. He was terrific down the straight last start. He could be one of the horses really trying to scare down Nasdaq Slater. Thought his work this morning was terrific. He needs a few things to go his way, but I think Cav's got him in terrific shape, and he seems to appreciate just being kept on the fresh side and just really dashing home at the end of his races, which is not great from a winning strike rate point of view, but the horse is in great order.
And also Zabrins for the Causton's Barn?
I think he's going really well now. He's not a big horse. He's had a couple of runs back this preparation, and maybe they haven't been in absolutely suitable races. There's a benchmark race for him at Flemington on Saturday. Another horse that probably doesn't win out of turn, but his work this morning over 1,000 metres was really sharp, and said I think he's come through his first two runs, his preparation really well. He's getting close to his top, and he strikes clearly the most suitable race that he's been in this campaign at Flemington on Saturday. I think he's going really well, and he's just about ready to strike.
And Invincible Owl went to Moonee Valley yesterday?
Yeah, those regular gallops just with the night season going at the moment, quite regularly gallops at Moonee Valley on a Monday morning. I thought of the group that were there. Invincible Owl was the pick of them for me, and there's a good race for him over a short course at Moonee Valley on Friday night. And I think Paddy Payne's got him in great order. He's another one. He just got that short, sharp sprint. You've got to expose him at the right time, but I think his work indicates that he's ready to run just about to his best at Moonee Valley on Friday night.
Wonderful. Warren, who are the star workers?
Look, not from this morning, but the way he's progressing, I think Haydock's going to run very well in the Lightning Stakes on Saturday. Love the way that Atlantic City worked this morning with Soho Ruby. So both the Kavanagh train runners are ready to go well, both Soho Ruby and Atlantic City. When they do step out, Atlantic City will be strong down the straight on Saturday. Zabrins, for me, looks like he's really just about to peak and in a very suitable race on Saturday. And for Moonee Valley on Friday night, love the work of Invincible Owl there yesterday.
Okay, Warren, thanks for that.
Thanks, Nard.